Okay, baby. Mm-hmm. We've been together for 2 years now.
2 years.
How many days is that? Tipsy math.
730 days of nonstop loving, squeezing, slapping, smacking.
All right, bye.
A lot of us out here wishing we were her. Megan Thee Stallion and boyfriend Party celebrated 2 years together Tuesday and invited fans into their adorable relationship for a night. In a series of pics and videos posted to her IG, Meg is showing off her loving relationship. She captioned the post, "Year two with you," blue heart emoji. In one pic, Party is seen taking a bite out of his hottie's butt. And over on his IG, Party continues showing Meg as a snack with a video of him needing a fork in a series he captioned. 2 years around the sun seem like we've been on our own planet. I love loving you, got forever to go.
What you thought this was a solo? What you doing? What you doing?
These two are definitely couple goals. Congrats, Meg and Party. Taylor Swift's Midnights is out on Friday and we have found out about some cool collaborators.
Track one is called Lavender Haze.
Now that the credits and writers of Midnights has been released, we know that Lavender Haze has the daughter of legendary Lenny Kravitz listed as a co-writer. Zoe Kravitz is also credited on the 11th track, Karma.
And I happened upon the phrase Lavender Haze when I was watching Mad Men. And I looked it up because I thought it sounded cool. And it turns out that it's a common phrase used in the 50s where they would just describe being in love.
Taylor also worked with Bey. Swift and boyfriend Joel Alwyn penned Sweet Nothing. Our favorite cat lady also worked with longtime collaborator Jack Antonoff, who co-wrote every track on Midnight's Save 2. This is shaping up to be such an exciting release, I can't wait to see how it sounds. I'd love some 1989 vibes. Macklemore has a lot to celebrate. His new song Faithful drops next Friday.
Feel like I'm running out of time, now the sun won't shine forever.
But first, he's celebrating Can't Hold Us with Ryan Lewis going diamond.
Return to the Mac, get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit, get up.
Congratulations, man. Diamond. He's certified diamond. Now you'll have two singles from the project that went diamond. Of course,
yeah.
Thrift Shop. Everybody doesn't have two diamond singles, my brother. So how does it feel to even get that accomplishment 10 years after the album was released?
It's amazing. Not everyone has it. And I believe only 20 people have it in history. Is that right?
We're trying to flex. You're basically like Mariah Carey, bro.
Mariah Carey probably has like seven. but yes, it is an amazing accomplishment. The crazy thing is that we played those records for record labels and dudes like, you know, yeah, it's cool. I don't hear it on the radio though.
And here we are
with two diamond singles. It's amazing.
You can catch the full interview next week on Billboard.com.